Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I welcome all of you, also all those who are joining us online. We are grateful to God for the blessing which He has given us last night through His Word, through His presence, and also this morning we have come in great expectation to hear the Word of the Lord and to be blessed by Him. May all feel at home. Now, we want to give glory to the Lord by singing a couple of choruses. We start with chorus number one. We come from the east and west. Number four, yesterday, today. Number six, sweep. Number 11, isn't he wonderful? Number 14, and then Brother Alfred Bo comes and reads us a word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt prays with us. Number 14, trust in the Lord and don't... Thank you. I'm convinced that this morning we are happy again to be here under the sound of His Word. And the last chorus, trust in the Lord and don't doubt. This we want to do this morning. Trusting in the Lord and not have any doubt in us, but instead we want to believe what the Scripture says unto us. I believe all of us, we are grateful to God and happy for last night, for the blessing which He has given us, for His wonderful Word. May He continue to speak to us this morning through His Word. Before we stand up and before we pray together, I would like to read a word of the Scripture from Romans chapter 16. Here Paul speaks, Romans 16, from verse 25. Here Paul says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made to all nations, for to work obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Let us stand up. Great God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word. As we were just reading, Lord, through your apostles which you have sent, we can know the word of grace to bring us the word of redemption, what was kept secret since the world began. But in our time, you have given grace to recognize. You have revealed your holy word. We thank you. Lord, we ask, continue to speak to us. We want to hear. We want to listen. Also this morning, we are gathered in your presence. And we ask you, O Lord, go through our midst. Touch every heart, Lord. Give grace also to all those who want to serve you. Bless young and old. Bless all over, wherever it is being heard, your holy word. We ask you, anoint our hearts, open our eyes, Lord, to see, our hearts to receive, but also open our mouths so that we praise you and honor you. For you are worthy to receive the worship and the praise and the glory. Great God, we thank you. We ask you also, take everything under your control. Take away all disturbing things. We want to hear undisturbed what you have to say to us through your holy word. Please bless us. Anoint the lips through which you will speak. We ask it together in your precious and holy name of Jesus. Thank you that we have the salvation and the redemption in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Only believe, only believe. So it is. Jesus is here. Now, the family Lucian Negrian, they are asking to have their child dedicated. If there are somewhere else, please come to the front so that we can dedicate in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One chorus, and please, parents, come to the front. Oh, I want to see him. And the name?
Philip.
Papa ist hier, Mutti auch, ja. Daddy is here, Mommy is here.
Geliebter Herr,
dear Lord, you ever faithful God, our precious brother and sister, they are bringing to you their Philip. Receive him into thy arms. Bless him. Bless the whole family. All are dedicated unto you, Mommy and Daddy and Philip. All are dedicated unto you for time and for eternity. Whom you are blessing, he remains blessed. Blessed and praised art thou, O Lord, now and forever. Hallelujah. Philip, be God dedicated and blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Wunderbar, wunderbar.
Wonderful. To this we say, Amen. You may be seated. Now just briefly, a couple of greetings. Many have phoned, some have written an email, One brother, Konoflov from Russia, one brother Remy, brother Lukram, brother Chauffeur, brother Simon, brother Louis, brother Laurent, brother Stephen, brothers from Turin, brother Benjamin, brother Rash Didi, and brother Lotika. And I would like that all brothers know that I'm reading these emails. Although I don't read them, all of them here. In the office, I read every email. And it really goes to my heart what is being said there. Then we have of brother Kitenge, of brother Nyagi, of brother Trapani. We received special greetings from Dr. Mbope, from brother Yakim from Abidjan, and from brother Kupfer. Brother Kupfer, he's greeting all of us very warmly. You all know he's already 93 years old, and it just doesn't go like it went in the past 30 years. He always came to Zurich, and he always traveled to Krefeld. And now he was just weeping, and he said, "We are so sorry that this time we cannot come. The Lord knows all things." Then today, we will ask three brothers that they pray with us. And these are our brothers from Africa. Brother Eli, Brother Katsadi, and Brother Mwamba. Please, you three, say a word of greeting with one sentence and a prayer of thanksgiving before the Lord. Please come now. All three brothers, our brother from Lubumbashi, from Kolwezi, and Brother Eli, please come now. And we are just grateful, just for your orientation. Just for your orientation, in the last meetings through three countries of Africa, we had more than 8,000 in the meetings. But in the meetings in the DRC, we had more than 80,000. More than 80,000. And our brothers, they are used by God, they are blessed by God, and they have become a blessing. Please, one after the other. Please, brother, come and translate. May the Lord God bless you. Let us stand up while our brothers are thanking the Lord. Great God in heaven, in the glorious name of redemption, in the name in which you have revealed yourself to mankind, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you this morning. Because everything what you are doing for us goes beyond what we can understand. In your great love and faithfulness, you are seeing us and you know us. You knew that we would be here this morning to hear the word of God. We also receive it as the word of God and not the word of man. We believe this word, and we believe that the word accomplishes in us. We thank you for the new covenant. We thank you for your servant, Ewald Frank. We thank you for all ministering brethren in the same spirit. We thank you for all of your people on all continents, in all tongues, in all nations. You are bringing us all into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. May you restore all things, Lord. And may we have a deep relationship with you. May all unbelief be cast away. May all disobedience be put off. May you complete your work in us. Bless us this morning, as you did already throughout all the days. We are expecting great things, Lord. May the heaven send the showers of blessing, the latter and the former rain together. We need this rain. Glorify thy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, our God and Father, our hearts are full of thanksgiving this morning. You permitted us to be in the midst of our brothers and sisters this morning, men and women whom you have chosen by your grace. We have arrived in an evil time, this we know, but you have finished the work of redemption. You have sent your light, and you made us, you let us see that how you are completing your work. What a grace. As long as we have the breath of life in us, Lord, we believe it, that we are walking in the lockstep of your word by your grace. May we all submit under your will, and may you transform us, Lord. Bless now this time which you have given us. We are expecting even more from you, Lord. We are in your presence, Lord, so that you can speak to us. You know our condition, Lord, and we love the word, and we are expecting your promises to be fulfilled, and we believe you will fulfill them. May you tune our hearts right. May you help us that we are coming closer to you. Bless your daughters and sons. Give each one the grace that we abide in your love until Jesus Christ returns. May you bless us in a special way this morning, and also our brother Frank. Bless all your ministers. May you bless all brothers whom you called, who are working in your vineyard. May your church be blessed worldwide. We know that you are at work, and you will lead everything wonderfully. for the glory of the name of Jesus, so that we come forward and so that we are comforted. Thank you, Lord. We have asked all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Herr allmächtiger Gott,
Lord Almighty God, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise. Lord Almighty God, we have arrived at the end, and we are expecting the fulfillment of your promises, that they be fulfilled in our time. We confess in your presence, we are not able, Lord. We can do nothing, Lord. But you, O Lord, you can equip us to do. Abraham was also not. Sarah was also not able, but you were able, who did everything. May you complete your will in all of us. May you complete your plan in us. Thank you. You have opened our eyes that we can see. You have opened our ears that we can hear your word in this time. You have sent your prophet. Your word was revealed. And your word was sent. And you have sent a teacher. Thank you, Lord. To you be all the glory. Bless this local assembly in Krefeld. Bless all over the world. Bless your ministers. Bless your servant, Brother Frank. May all be blessed who have joined us here. May your peace and your love and your blessing, may they be granted to all of us. Blessed be thy name. We are looking up to you. Please, Lord, bless us through your word, through your spirit, for your glory and for the edification of your church, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts, for all brothers in all languages, in all tongues, in all places, who are passing on the word. Now just imagine, I would go to Africa and I would be one day here and the other day I would be there and I would return. If our brothers would not be there to pass on and carry on the word, what would then be? What would then be? And so we notice how important it is that we understand Matthew 24 rightly. Not only one who has stored in the food and who is passing it on, but all whom God has ordained to it to pass on the revealed word. And together we are doing the ministry which the Lord has commissioned unto us for this time. We have read a mighty word as the introduction, and it's just so wonderful that we find ourselves again in the word, finding ourselves there. That it was not only Paul who could say, it was revealed to me, but that we can testify And that we can say, it was revealed to us, it was revealed to you, it was revealed to me. The Lord spoke to us and has opened our understanding for the Scripture. And the singers, they expressed it. Our Lord, the cornerstone, we, the stones in the building. And then I had to think on last night about that, what is going on in the Vatican. Yes. There, the bones of Peter should be there now, and they are displayed there. And they are honored, they are carried there. And all the world is listening and is watching and is thinking it must be so. And everything is based upon a misunderstanding. And the misunderstanding is in reference to Matthew 16, verse 18. There, our Lord, of course, didn't say to Peter, upon thee I will build my church. But he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, and upon this rock I will build my church. And the rock is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Nothing but misunderstandings, nothing but interpretations, from the first to the last verse. And therefore, we can just thank with all our hearts that God has taken us out from all this confusion, of all these misunderstandings. He has taken us out. And by the clear and true proclamation of the word, he has brought us back to the original foundation. And this foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us read to it the three scriptures. They are just fitting to it. From Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Here we have the statement of the apostle Paul. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. What stood out to you here? This is my question. What stands out to you there? Being built upon the foundation, not upon the apostles, upon the foundation which the apostles laid in the name of the Lord, not upon Paul, not upon Peter, upon the foundation. And the foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Every word of God is just so wonderful. Let us read it again. And are built upon the foundation, not upon Peter, not upon Paul, upon Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, being built upon the foundation which the apostles and prophets have laid, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Just say amen, hallelujah to it. God has brought us back to it. Then, in the second chapter, here, yeah, in the next chapter, let us go straight to chapter 3, from verse 2. Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 2. If ye have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God, which is given me toward you, no servant of God has received something for himself, but instead to pass it on to the church. And even if you read of the stewardship of the mysteries of God, before we can steward them, they must have been given to us so that we can administer them. Then in verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Acquainted, fully acquainted with the plan of salvation of God, with the revelation of Jesus Christ our Lord, God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached among the nations, and received up into glory. And he will return to take his own home. Then, verse 5, to emphasize it, referring to the mystery, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Hallelujah. At that time, God revealed what pertains to the plan of salvation. And everything was written down for us, who we are now having both the Old and the New Testament. And this in a divine harmony. Now the emphasis, to put the emphasis on it, that our Lord and Savior is the foundation upon which the church was built. Let me read to it 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And here we have the wonderful verses 10 and 11. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 10 and 11. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, he had himself nothing. The grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Also, this is an admonition to all of us. Not only the foundation must be right, not only the foundation, the building must be right. The building must be correct. And the building is the house of God, the foundation and the pillar of the truth. No error has place in the church of the living God. Then, in verse 11, for another foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, and this is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be our Lord for his faithfulness, for his grace, for everything what he has given us in this time. Then chapter 4, the first two verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the first two verses. Let a man so consider us as the ministers of Christ and the stewards of the mysteries of God. And then addressed to us, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Not only administering, being found faithful in the administration of the mysteries of God, so that everything is set forth in the way as it belongs into the plan of salvation of our God. You all know we have received the promises. Let me read to it the two scriptures which refer directly to it from Galatians, chapter 3. Here the Apostle Paul was once again referring to what it is actually all about with the true believers. Let us read Galatians chapter 3, verse 8.
Weil aber die Schrift voraus,
and the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the nations through faith, he preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Hallelujah. In thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And to this we read verse 14, to know how the blessing took place. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Through faith. Not only the promise, the whole good, the goods which belong to the promise, this God has given us by his grace in Jesus Christ our Lord. What is it about now, brothers and sisters? It's just about that the Lord separates his church, really separating her from everything what is not in agreement with God and his word. And to this we have to speak very clearly now. And we just have to say, that what came up during the centuries in the Roman Empire, and what is it is not the original church of Jesus Christ. The church of Jesus Christ goes back to Jesus Christ. And as we read, the apostles, they were eye and ear witnesses of that what God has done. And they could testify of it, and they could leave it unto us. What happened since the 4th century, what came up when Constantine, as the head of the church and as the head of the state, he proclaimed himself. He had the title Pontifex Maximus. Then he was the head of the church and the head of the state. And this title, later on, the popes took over. But that what was decided since the Council of Nicaea, especially the triune formula, which up to then came not over any man's lips. And what shall I tell you? I brought it with me to show you what things were done in this triune formula. And I told it to you before, when Brother Branham, 1955, in June, he was in Zurich, the Lord commanded him, he shall go into a spiritistic meeting to see what is being done in the formula of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, what is being done there. He took three brothers with him, and behold, yes, one can call her a witch, a medium, just in the formula, that the table went up into the air. The table really went up into the air after this medium was saying, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And then Brother Branham arose and he said, "Dear lady, that what is going on here is of Satan." And the lady answered, "I claim it's of God." And then Brother Branham said, "It is not of God. It's not of the God whom I am serving, who has revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ." And do you know what happened then? Then Brother Branham said, "So that you know that you have fallen prey to the devil, and that this is happening in the name of the devil, I command now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that this table falls down to the floor and breaks into pieces." And Brother Branham spoke it out, and it happened before the eyes of our brothers. Oh, what is being done in this triune formula, and in every church, in the Orthodox, Anglican, whatever, always the triune formula. I noted it down. The vow, when you the entry in the Freemason Lodge, the oath was done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Upon the table is a circle, there's a triangle, a Bible, and then the man has to take off his shirt, then he must take off one shoe, then he must have the eyes blinded, and then there are three men, and then it goes into the Holy of Holies. I don't want to read on here what is being done there. Really, everything is being done in this triune formula. God, of course, is not a trinity. God is one God from eternity to eternity. And he has revealed himself to us as Father in the Son and by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come." God is Father. God is not called Father. God is Father. God revealed himself in the Son. But what is the name in which God has revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? the most precious name, the holy name of our Lord. And then we are very grateful to it that we can read it in the original, in the Hebrew. Thou shalt call his name Yahshua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Taken over from the Old Testament word, which is written more than 3,000 times in the Hebrew Testament, namely Yahweh, J-H-W-H. How God revealed this name, this covenant name. And we know the Yahweh of the Old Testament is the Yahshua of the New Testament, the same yesterday, today, and forever, who could say in John 8, before Abraham was, I am. So we see how important it was that God could use Brother Branham to put the biblical truths about Godhead, about baptism, about Lord's Supper, about election, in fact, about everything what God had to say to us. This was passed on to us by the proclamation. And Brother Branham had no choice, especially since the opening of the seals, he had to speak a clear language. And at that time he said, every message which God gives me anew, I will preach here in Jeffersonville, in the tabernacle. He even said, in other churches, I have to be careful. But here I don't have to be careful. Here I can preach the word of God, and every message which God gives me, I can bring it here. And therefore, Brother Frank took care of it, that every sermon which Brother Branham has preached in Jeffersonville since the opening of the seals has translated in the German language. Every sermon which Brother Branham held in Jeffersonville, I was led like this. We have translated it into the German language as the first one, and then all the others also, which belong to it, which has, brothers and sisters, also in the ministry of Brother Branham, there was a divine order. Firstly, the evangelistic part, as he was told, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. And to you is given a gift of divine healing, so that you can carry the testimony to the nations. Firstly, the evangelistic part, then the teaching part, and then the prophetic part. And this is the grace which God has really given to us, to remain in the limits of the Word. And everything what God revealed to us, it just goes back to the Scripture. Yes, we could read on here, but the following became great to me this morning. It really stood out. When the Lord called to me, my servant, gather me, my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice. And you all know the testimony of this 28th of December. In that moment, I was really a bit perplexed because I was also always thinking that we didn't make the covenant with God, but that God made the covenant with us. Yes, he made the covenant with us, because thus it is also written. Matthew 26, verse 28. This is my blood, the covenant blood, the blood of the covenant, which is shed for many. And in the next moment, the Spirit of God was leading me to read from Psalms 50. Psalms 50. To get the answer from the Holy Scripture. Psalms 50. And here, the wonderful verses which really touched my heart. And in a moment, I will tell you what it is now really about. Here it's written, Psalms 50, verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And afterwards it says, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. On our side, the covenant which God made with us, we must confirm it. And we must say, Lord, I receive it, and I submit, and I believe that you have taken me into this new covenant, and that it happened by sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. So, not only to speak about the new covenant, but recognizing that God made the covenant with us, and we receive and accept it, and then the heavens declare his righteousness and reveal everything what belongs to the covenant. So we are always gathered at this place. It's not a pilgrimage place. No, may God forbid it. Let it never happen. We are just coming here together to hear the word of the Lord. And also to that all the world can hear it. So that all the world can hear it. And if you think about it, in New Zealand, they're already 10 hours ahead of us. In the USA, they are 8 hours behind us. But the whole world is tuning in, whether by day or whether by night. All are listening for all the precious, the word of God became precious. And all whom the Lord is calling now are believing the word with all its promises. And together we may experience by his grace. Now, for all who have trouble, for all who have come under a wrong influence, let me say it here clearly. As we emphasized already, not upon the apostles, but upon Jesus Christ, the church is built. He redeemed her. He justified her. He sanctified her. By the one sacrifice which he brought, by this sacrifice, the church once for all is sanctified through him and God dedicated. And we will come from believing unto seeing. Now, the Lord, at the end of the time of grace, he has given us an overall view of the plan of salvation. He has given us an overall view, and he has sent his servant. Then please let us understand what Matthew 17, verse 11 really says. What is being said there? Does it speak there of a new religion or of a new denomination? Or does it speak here about what God has promised by his grace? Let us read it. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. This amen was not loud enough. No new denomination, no new doctrines. The original foundation, the original doctrines, everything back to the beginning, everything was restored. Bringing back everything into the right condition before God. And we are grateful that it is happening right now. But as we know precisely, after the true proclamation are coming the interpretations. And also, in our time, there was no lack of interpretations. But let us read Mark chapter 9, so that we have the confirmation that with the ministry which God has given in our time, the highest task is connected, namely to build the New Testament upon the original foundation which was laid by the apostles, which is Jesus Christ himself. That she's established anew, and so that the end can become like the beginning was. Here we have it, once again confirmed, in Mark chapter 9, verse 12. And he answered and told them, Elijah verily cometh first, and restoreth all things. Amen. This is, thus saith the Lord, and restoreth all things. To the Lord God be the glory, the calling out, the preparation, the restoration is going on. And in every meeting, we are coming one step closer. We are strengthened in our faith, and we know that God is watching over his word. And everything what he promised, this he is doing. And also we at the end will be able to say, not one promise which God had given will remain unfulfilled. All promises of God are yea and amen. Also this one from the Old Testament of our Lord confirmed in the New Testament, this promise is being fulfilled amongst us. God has sent his prophet so that everything can be restored. We could go back here to the Old Testament. We could go back to Ezra. We could go back to Nehemiah. They found the original foundation and they built upon it. Firstly, first, when they found the original foundation, then they started to build. So the Lord still speaks today. I will build my church. Also, in our time, the Lord is building his church. And as we made the comparison before, not upon you, Peter, but upon the rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. Jesus Christ is the victor of Calvary. His victory is our victory. And the faith which he has given us is the divine revelation of that what he has given to us by his grace. So, we thank the Lord. And let us really dismiss every mixing. Brothers and sisters, it's not easy for me. It's not easy for me to say something here. But we are truly living in such a confused time that we actually, we shouldn't deal with that, what is happening in churches and denominations, what is happening in Rome and in ecumenism. With that, we actually don't have to deal anymore. What is happening amongst those who are claiming to believe the message? What is happening there? And then Peter writes, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, where he repeatedly points to it, how important the word of prophecy is, which we have, which shines as a bright light in a dark place. And then, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation, because holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So, the thus saith the Lord was left to us in the word of God, and this we believe with all our hearts. And then we come to the second chapter, in 2 Peter chapter 2, how there were false prophets among the people. Even thus there shall be false teachers among you. And this hurts. They are not somewhere. They are not somewhere. They are then in our midst, and Paul has written it, and also in Jude, they even took part in your love meals. It's a mighty word. They took part in your feasts. So not men who somewhere and somewhere were outside, no, who were amongst us and who then drove away. Here it's written in Jude, they drifted away. Jude verse 3, we read the mighty words. Jude, it's just one chapter. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And right in verse 4, for there are certain men crept in unawares, and the condemnation is waiting for them. Then we read in verse 12, these are those spots in your feasts of charity without fear. They feasted together with you, feeding themselves without fear. This one has to imagine for one moment at your love feasts, in your feasts, eating, drinking together with you, and then nevertheless coming under the wrong influence, leaving the straight way, having been pulled into the error of Balaam. And just they're here for the testing of the true believers, whether we believe in the faith, whether we believe in the word, whether we remain standing upon the original foundation and giving glory to the Lord in the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, please take it seriously and believe it. Every interpretation is of the enemy. Every interpretation is a wrong seed. And as with Eve, first there was a conversation with arguments, and then the beguiling. And the result was Cain. Cain was the final result of the conversation, of the question marks, which was set behind that what God said. And then came the beguiling. And then the Lord God had to say, with pain you will bear children. And I have put enmity between your seed and his seed. Please, don't listen. Now, just for your information, without making critic, I just made it my task today to show you what kind of things are being done within the message, what is being published, what is being published and made within the message. Oh, what kind of things are written, what things are made, books upon books, photographs upon photos. And this cup I brought with me. The command is given to the company of the porcelain. Now, make me a cup with William Branham. I brought it with me on purpose to show it to you. And here, it's really about William Branham. And again, William Branham. Without it, it's about Jesus Christ. If I would not like to show this cup somewhere else, I would have broken it into pieces before your eyes. Why did I mention this? Just because that all brothers, whether they are in seven thunder doctrines, whether they are entangled there, they are directed against us. They are against me. And they are spreading things which are just incomprehensible. But God is faithful. And let us say it once again. The Lord, of course, didn't bring us a new religion, not a new denomination. He has brought us back to the origin. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, back to the origin, back to the beginning. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then they're accusing me that I don't pass on these publications, then I'm just asking very clearly, what have these publications to do with the sermons which Brother Branham held in the Commission of God? Namely, nothing, nothing at all. It's nothing but idols. It's a cult of men, and they have left the straight way, and they are going on their own ways. Please, bear with me. If brothers from our own midst are coming on the scene, which are writing a long letter, which are rebuking and things like that, this proves that they never belonged to us, because thus the Apostle John is writing it. If they would have belonged to us, then they would have remained with us. But because they didn't belong to us, therefore they didn't remain with us. Right at the end, the church of the true will consist of only true believers. And when the Lord returns and when he takes his own home, that then no thistle will be among the wheat. At the harvest, not a single tear will be in the wheat field. It will be plucked up before that. When the Lord brings in the harvest, then there will be only the pure wheat which will be gathered into his garner. And I believe, out of a deep conviction, that all who hear now the true word of God, and who are not adding anything to it and not taking away anything, but leaving everything the way as it is written, that they are the divine seed, and that God will complete his work in us unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And all of us, we are waiting for it, that the Lord completes his glorious work. This no prophet will do, and no messenger of God. This the Lord will do himself. Let us read a couple of scriptures to it. The first one from the prophet Isaiah. From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 29. Here the Lord spoke very clearly. He speaks always clearly, but only to us. Addressed to us. He addressed this word to us. Isaiah 29, verse 23 and 24. Isaiah 29, verse 23 and 24. But when he sees his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of him, then they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. When they see the work of my hands in the midst, first God gives promises, and then comes the fulfillment. And then we will see every promise fulfilled by his grace. Then in the next verse, it says, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. It can still happen that we are not satisfied with us or with others, that we are murmuring here and there. But the moment is just here now, as written. And they who are now in error, those who are not thinking properly right now, as our Lord said, you shall love him with all your mind. And that's what he commanded. We shall fulfill. And those who are in error, those who cannot be placed properly, they who are thinking wrongly, please let yourselves be placed. This is the time of the Lord God for all the elect. Just remain in the limits of the word of God, as written. And they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Do we have brothers and sisters among us who are murmuring sometimes? The people of Israel murmured, and they were hurt by it. Please, don't murmur anymore. Not about that, what is happening to you. Not about that, what is happening to others. Let yourselves be taught by God. Receive the correction, as Paul has written. Then, Isaiah 28, it's written in verse 17. Isaiah 28, verse 17. Justice also will I make the measuring line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. So, all who went under the refuge of lies, this roof of lies will be taken away, and the place will be overflowed by water. Only he who has taken the word as the measuring line will stand before God. Then verse 21 says, Isaiah 28, verse 21, for the Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall rise up. He shall be rough as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Hallelujah. This the Lord will do. This he will do himself. He will rise up. He will finish his work by his grace. To this we could read many scriptures. Let us go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Here, the man of God once again in the summary, he has written about how important it is to believe with all your heart, to have part in that what God is doing. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, because it was not mixed with faith in them that heard it. Do you notice how important faith is? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And blessed is he who hears the word of God with all the promises in it, and who can believe it with all his heart. In Hebrews chapter 12, we have once again in verse 25 and 26 an admonition and then also a comfort. Hebrews chapter 12. Here it's the verses 25 and 26. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. And we can say, the Lord revealed his word. He spoke directly with us. And in the next verse, in 26, it says, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Amen. And then it says, what follows? And we're just grateful to God with all our hearts. Grateful for all his ways, which he walks with his people in this time. And the special word from the book of Acts 13, I will also give you along your way, because here something special is. Something special was said when the Lord God, when the Lord God fulfilled the promise at the people of Israel, which he has given in the Old Testament, and which he fulfilled in the New, namely in Acts chapter 13. Here we read verse 32 and 33. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again. Here the man of God refers to all what God promised in the Old Testament. And if we look precisely how many scriptures are here from the Old Testament given to the fathers the promise and fulfilled the same in their children, and also in our time. In our time, the Lord wanted to turn the faith to the fathers, and at the end, turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. And this is happening in our time. As written in Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, that by the message of John the Baptist, the Lord was prepared a well-pleasing people. And now also, through the last message, a well-prepared people must be presented to the Lord. This is the purpose. This is the purpose in the church of the living God. But in the same way, We read the two verses 38 and then also
41.
In verse 38, Acts 13, verse 38, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Let me say this here. Let me emphasize it today. The forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is of course the main thing. It starts, of course, with the forgiveness, with the reconciliation, with the salvation which God has given to us by His grace. So, even today, we are preaching Jesus Christ, the crucified one. Even today, we are preaching to all the forgiveness of sins through the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. But now comes a verse which is directed to all who are bypassing with mocking to that what God promised to us and what He's doing in our time. Verse 41. Behold, ye despise us and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. We were reading in prophet Isaiah of the work. And now a word is addressed to all the despisers who are bypassing that what God promised to us, and that what God is doing right now, who are bypassing it, yes, making their remarks about it. And then, behold, ye despise us, and marvel, and perish. And then the Lord speaks again, For I work a work in your days. I, the Lord, work in your days. A work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Of declaring doesn't happen much. One has to experience it personally. One has to become a part of it, of that what God promised in our time. Shall all the despisers bypass it? And perhaps even they say, oh, this brother doesn't believe the message at all. He doesn't believe what the prophet said. I said it a couple of times, and I say it in the presence of God. There cannot be a single man on the earth. There cannot be a single man on earth who loves Brother Branham so much and appreciates him and recognizes him as the man sent from God, accepting him, receiving him, and that my ministry is directly connected with his ministry. All know that. All who know what God is doing in our time, they know it. But when it's about glorification of a man, when it's about these publications of books, and when it's about a dance around a golden calf, then we cannot agree with this. We just have to stand upon it, that the true worship is happening in spirit and in truth, and that no mixing takes place. And we leave it up to God, that He Himself will finish his work in our days. Just be honest now, right in closing. Let it be said here once again. What good would it be for you and for me? What good if we would only speak about that, what God has done, and remaining in the past, running in circles around? Has then the message accomplished for what it was sent for? Or is now being given the last call to all the earth so that all can come out who are part of God's people, being separated, sanctified, and purified? We are not turning us in circles. We are not living in the past. The past was necessary to lead us into the present. And that what is happening right now must take place so that we can have part in that what God is still about to do. In God's kingdom, there is no standstill. In God's kingdom, the Lord is walking forward. And he has entrusted the message to us, and we are carrying the message until the Lord has come to his end with us. And we know that the return of the Lord is really very, very near. So the despisers, they shall know that the Lord God is completing his work. Also all who are believing and waiting for the resurrection of Brother Branham, that he returns, that he will have a ministry in a tent. Oh, what is being taught there. One cannot go here into detail. We have been brought back to the Word. We believe in all points 100% as the Scripture says. And the Word of God remains for us valid forever. And what Brother Branham taught and proclaimed, this we can place without efforts into the Holy Scripture. And then we have the Thus saith the Lord. Then we have the divine absolute. If two things are made, the one the prophet said, and then the Bible said, with this we don't agree. It's one and the same God who spoke through all the prophets, through all the apostles. The same God watched over his word, and he fulfilled the promise. He has sent the prophet who would come before the terrible day of the Lord would come. His task was to bring us back to the beginning, back to the foundation, back to the origin, so that the Lord can build his church now, and that he can complete his work in his church unto the glorious return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God for his revealed word. Thanks be to God for the message. Thanks be to God for everything what he has done already and what he will still do. To him be the glory throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps the brethren from Brussels will sing us the song. We have still a couple of minutes in the presence of God. And then we will have the request to all of you who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord, who have some kind of problem. And as we read, should there be someone who doesn't agree with that or that, who would find something, please bring it today to the Lord. Let nothing be in your way. No, take away every stumbling block. And whoever walks in the light, he doesn't stumble. Please, other brothers are coming for singing. Perhaps the two sisters are coming then. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Please, take all the words seriously. Take them to heart, which we read. Ponder upon it. Ponder upon them in your hearts. And then let us tune in with all our hearts and all whom the Lord is calling. Obey his call, and all who heard the message, may they believe with all their hearts, and may they all trust the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Alleluia.
Let us sing, I love him. How many are here who would like to consecrate consciously their lives to the Lord, who believe with all their hearts that Jesus Christ died for you personally on the cross of Calvary, that he has forgiven your guilt, your sin he has taken upon himself, and he nailed them to the cross so that you don't have to bear them any longer. They have been taken away from you, and by the blood of the new covenant they have been forgiven once for all by the faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. We once for all are justified and sanctified and completed unto the glorious day of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And today all have heard the voice of the Word. The Lord speaks directly from heaven through the Holy Spirit, through the Word he has spoken to us. He has shown us the difference, what it means to worship God in spirit and in truth, and to give only the glory to our Lord and Savior. And between that, what is being made of idol worship, cults of men, God is only in his word, and he will only answer prayers which are presented before the throne of grace according to his word and according to his will. Because thus our Lord said it, the true worshippers will worship God in the spirit and in truth. And this we want to do today. Today we want to worship God in the spirit and in truth. Because the Spirit revealed the truth of the Word. In us there's no opposition. In us there's no despising. We have respect before the Word, respect before God, respect before the promises which are being fulfilled in our time. And we thank God with all our hearts for the sending of his servant and prophet. Without this ministry, we would not have any insight into the plan of salvation of God. We would not know in what time we are living. We would not know what kind of promises God has given. We would walk on our own ways. But God spoke to us. He revealed unto us what the main promise is before the return of Jesus Christ. The main promise remains the return of Jesus Christ. I go to prepare the place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself. But the promise which goes with it, that's how we read it from Matthew 17 and Mark 9. This remains. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah, who shall restore all things. And let us say it in the name of Jesus Christ. Not only will restore, but he has restored.
zurückgebracht hat.
He has restored.
Und wir danken Gott.
And we thank God with all our hearts for it. To him be the glory. Now just I would like to know whether you received it with all your heart. Did you receive and accept it? That the Lord has fulfilled his promise. As the 12 stones were taken, so the prophet took the 12 doctrines of the apostles, building, so that the Lord can finish his church. Praise be to God on high. And to all on whom God's well-pleasing rests, may there be peace in our souls. I feel led to thank God. Let us use a couple of minutes to thank God. And today we ask Brother Müller from Austria to come and to thank with us. And afterward, we ask the two sisters to sing a wonderful song for the glory of God. Brothers and sisters, I'm convinced that this meeting will bring forth fruit for eternity, and that many were helped, many who doubted still, many who were pulled away here and there. Although they were sitting with us at the love meals, at the same table. Just think of 1976. From 33 nations, brothers were gathered here. And what is today? But the Lord is walking forward his way with his church until the end. And we will experience the completion together. Where do we have our brother? Where is Brother Müller? Is he here? Pardon? He is coming now. Then we are just grateful from all people's tongues and nations. I would like it best to call our brothers from Prague, from Bratislava, to call them. Oh God, Lord Almighty God, what shall we say, Lord? You have spoken. Give grace, Lord, that the heard word remains in our hearts and that we ponder upon it, every promise, and then your word will be fulfilled in us for the glory of thy name. Receive the worship. For the privilege that you fulfilled your word in our time. You are fulfilling your word for the glory of thy name. For what you are promising, this you are keeping also. Give us also grace to love our enemies. May your victory be manifested for the glory of thy name. It will happen, for you promised it. Thank you for the two meetings. Thank you that I could be here. Blessed and praised be your wonderful name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me make here the remark. Please believe it. I have absolutely no problem to love enemies. Really not. You have heard it from my mouth. Even if the devil would come and would say, I've done you too much harm, can you forgive me? Then I would forgive him. I have no problems at all. No problems at all with forgiveness. Where I know no compromise is when false teachings are presented. And this is not directed against brothers. God can correct all of them. But false doctrines have no place in the church of the living God. And also false brothers will not remain forever, because thus it is written. So let us thank God that the church of God is the, as the bridegroom was the manifested word, so the church is the revealed and manifested word in us. May the Lord God bless us. We hear now the song.
Die Liebe Gottes ist viel mehr, als eine Zunge sagen kann. Sie reicht hinaus zum höchsten Stern und greift zur tiefsten Sündenbahn. Die Schuld beladen Herzen gab Gott den Sohn dahin. Sein irrend Kind, versöhnter Herr, vergab die Sünden ihm. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn eins entschwindet diese Zeit und irdische Reiche hier vergehen, wenn Menschen, die beten wollten, zu Berg und Fels um Hilfe flehen, dann bleibt die Liebe Gottes stehen, so grenzenlos. Und rein Erlösungsgnade für den Sünder wird stets der Heiligenlied sein. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. Soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heiligen sein. Wenn wir das Meer mit Tinten füllten und wer der Himmel Pergament, wenn jeder Hahn wer eine Feder, so dass man damit schreiben könnte. Die Liebe Gottes aufzuschreiben, das weite Meer verzehrt. Nie könnten Bücher alles fassen, der noch so groß hier wird. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein. In Ewigkeit soll diese Liebe das Lied der Heil sein. O liebe Gott, das reich und rein, so grenzenlos und rein in Ewigkeit. So diese Liebe, das Licht der Heiligen sein.
Amen.
Amen. And again, amen. And to me came the word now, because they loved not, because they loved not the truth, therefore God has sent them strong delusions. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ, believe the word of God. Love it. Love the word. Just receive it. It's God's dear speaking to us. God's love letters are directed to us. And this love of God never ceases. This love we take over into eternity. May all be blessed worldwide. Whether New Zealand, whether Australia, whether China, Cambodia, wherever it might be, up to South America and South Africa, may all be blessed in the name of the Lord. We are grateful to God that we can have this transmission. Just imagine, everyone can follow and download all the sermons from the iPod, which were held in Africa. Everything is available to everyone all over the earth. This didn't exist before. And so we wish all our brothers who are doing the translation work, we wish them God's richest blessings. May God be with all his ministers, near and far, east and west. If God gives grace, next weekend I'm in Lyon, France, and on the third weekend, God willing, I will be in Portugal to make use of the time and to carry the word and to bring it. And I'm convinced the Lord will be gracious to all our brothers from all of Africa, our brother Gilbert, our brothers in Paris, in Brussels, and all over. God bless you. And our brother Tati, who is always translating me from the English language into the French, him we wish God's blessing in a special way. Please come now to the front and pray with us. Brother Tati, please come now to the front and pray with us. Brother Arben, will you please translate him?
Dieu notre Père, nous te remercions pour ce jour.
God, our Father, we thank you for this day. You are a faithful God. You permitted us to come to this place, and you have gathered us. You brought us back to the foundation of the apostles which the apostles laid. Oh, as Israel returned and found the foundation of the temple, we ask you, make us living stones which are building your spiritual house. You are the spirit of the prophets. You have sent your prophet, and you have built, and you have given us the word. Lord our God, come into the midst of your people. rise up as you promised, as on Mount Perazim, as in the valley of Gibeon, and that you will finish your work, your strange work. We have returned and we have the perfect faith. We believe what you said you will fulfill. You are the only true God. You are from eternity to eternity. The heavens cannot contain thee. But you have decided to dwell in our hearts. Bless all the nations of the earth. Bless in Europe. Bless in America. Bless in Australia. May the heavens declare the handiwork of the works of your hands. Strengthen Brother Frank. Lord our God, you have placed him. Be with him. Be with your people. Confirm thy word. For in the name of Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name. Amen. And all the people said, Amen. Are you happy to be here? Are you grateful to hear the word of God? Are you grateful for the grace which God has bestowed upon us? Then let us sing, Hallelujah, be praised.
Alleluia, sei gepriesen. Alleluia, Amen. Alleluia, sei gepriesen. Herr, singt uns jetzt.
Dear Lord, we consecrate unto you now all who have dedicated their lives unto you, O God. Bless them and be with them. We consecrate to you all who have received the word of truth and who believed it and who got it revealed. And I pray once again, in your precious name of Jesus, may all the elect all over the earth, may they recognize that this is the day which you have made. For us you made it. To hear your word in the original, to have been brought back to the original foundation of faith. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Thanks be to you the living God. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the first and the last. The one who is and who was and who is to come. And beside you, there is no God. To you, the only God, be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, precious Lord, dismiss your people yourself with your peace until we meet again, whether it be here or whether it be in glory. We thank you that we can recognize that your return is very near and that we can redeem the time and that we can work until you comes and you are working together with your Spirit, and you are making your word alive, and you are confirming it in all the hearts. Please have thine own way with your chosen bride until we come to the completion and until we will see your face. We love you because you loved us first. We love your word and we love your appearing. And we thank you for this day in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen. Take greetings with you, especially to Finland. We have waited for an email. Receive greetings to everywhere until we meet again. God bless you. Amen. Once again, be
praised.
Amen. The Lord be with you.